You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we welcome Director of Content Mike Arnold for Mondays with Mike here on Central Time.
Right now, warm weather is slowly but surely on its way back, and that means many of us will be firing up the grill. And if you have burgers or steaks on the menu for your first cookout, you'll likely be saving some money.
And that's because beef prices are at a low point. Production is up, prices are down, and retailers are banking on beef being the meat of choice this spring and summer.
To find out what's behind the drop in prices and where the market may go from here, we're joined by Brenda Botel. She's a professor and the chair of the Agricultural Economics Department at UW River Falls, and she's an agricultural marketing specialist. Brenda, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Can you give us a sense of just how low beef prices are compared to what the market has been like in recent years?
Well, beef prices are down. If you look at both from, if you look at cutout prices, so those are the wholesale beef prices. Year to date, both choice and select, they're down between 8% and 9%. Right now, if you're looking at just exactly like the prices, we've had a little bit of some improvement on that, but overall, that's down. That plays into retail prices coming down too. The retail prices are depending on the type of the cut, where you're located, things like that. Those retail prices aren't going to be down quite as much because retail prices tend to be a little bit stickier than the wholesale prices. But overall, that's down. That also plays into then cattle prices. Cattle prices are down depending on the type of cattle that you have. They're down anywhere. If you have fat cattle, they're down about 10% relative to where they were at last year. And if you have yearlings or calves, they're down about 20% compared to last year.
So what's going on here? Why are these prices so low?
So basically the reason why the prices are low is because we have increased our production. If you look at this year, our beef production, we're going to produce about 4% more beef than what we produced in 2016. And if you went back 2016, we produced about 6.5% more beef than what we did in 2015. So even though the amount of consumption by the U.S. consumer is up and our exports are up just slightly, we just have a greater supply. And so when that happens to be the case, those prices are going to come down.
How do cattle farmers feel about this over excess supply? Does this cut into their revenues?
Well, it's depending on where you're at. You have different different producers at different parts of the segment of the industry are going to be feeling it differently this year. So fat cattle, if they're producing those finished animals that are going to be harvested for beef, they're not, the prices are lower. As I said, they're going to be, those finished animals are going to be about 10% lower. But overall, their input costs are down some too, because corn prices are down, as well as the feeder animals that they're having to pay to put on to feed, those are down. So overall, their inputs are down, their input costs are down a little bit more than those finished animals. So they actually have a little bit of profit potential this year. We're probably the ones that are hurting more are the cow-calf producers, the ones who are having the calves and then basically selling those calves and yearlings to the people who are going to feed them out. Their prices are down a lot lower, and their inputs, be it pasture prices and rental prices, are not down as much. And so they're the ones who are going to be profitably, their profitability is going to be down a lot. And they're the ones who are hurt this year.
So how low can these prices go before it starts becoming a problem across many different marketplaces?
Well, the reality is we will see them continue to decline this year. Cattle prices have both a seasonal aspect. So, you know, we expect prices for finished animals to go lower into the summer and then start to go up again. So there's a seasonal aspect, but then there's also a cycle. We started building the cattle herd back in 2014, and it takes about 2 to 2.5 years before we start seeing significant increases in production of beef, you know, because there's a biological lag there. So we've increased that production. We're continuing to build that herd, so we'll see beef production continue to go up. And when we see that happen, those prices are going to go down. Now, we'll probably stall. We won't continue to increase the numbers of cattle probably anymore after about the fourth quarter of 17. but we'll stay at about the same number of cattle, barring any type of weather anomaly that we have now through probably the latter part of 2019 and maybe into 2020. So what that means is prices are probably going to continue to decline through this year, and then they'll probably stay about the same for 2 years before we start seeing prices go up again.
And in Wisconsin, of course, the dairy industry is the dominant force here in agriculture. But what about beef farming? How big of a role does this play in our economy?
Beef farming does play a big role. Actually, if you look at, if you go back to the Survey of Agriculture and that, you've seen a large number of shift of out of dairy and into from dairy and into beef operations. Now, the difference is it's little. You see a lot of beef. You have a large number of producers of beef, but they just don't have as many heads. So depending on, again, where you're at, but if you're looking at the cow-calf, you have a large number of there, but their herd size is less than 20. We also have, a larger number of feedlots here, and we're seeing that shift from dairy into beef, and that continues. Where that plays into then, what does beef do, is we have not only does it produce, in the actual production, but then we also see beef processing that generates jobs, and beef production in general does generate jobs and income for Wisconsin.
Why is this shift going on from dairy to beef?
Well, it's just a way in which we've seen over the time for producers. Some, there's lots of different reasons for why people shift from dairy into beef. It's been occurring for a while, both from, for about the last decade. Some of it has to do with age of producers, potentially, in the fact that they want to continue to keep animals on the herd. Some of it is the fact of that, you can be a smaller producer and still have a beef producer and still have another job. So there's lots of different reasons why we're seeing that, but it's just something that has been occurring. And so we see a large number of beef. I think there's a lot more beef in the state of Wisconsin than most people recognize.
We're talking right now with Brenda Botel. She's a professor and the chair of the Agricultural Economics Department at UW River Falls. She's also an agricultural marketing specialist. We're talking about the drop in beef prices and where the market may go from here as we head into the major grilling season. And Brenda, how do retailers feel about these low prices? Are they really, just getting excited about promotion?
Well, we'll see some promotions. The reality is, beef prices are down some, but, you've also got alternative protein. So you've got you've got poultry prices and pork prices, and those are also down as well. And in fact, actually, pork prices are down on a percentage-wise even more than beef. So from a retail perspective, they have to sit down and look to see what it is that they're going to be featuring. Beef prices, although they're down, they're still actually maintaining their price levels better than some of the other proteins. So if I'm a retailer, I'm going to sit down and decide which feature I'm going to have and which one's going to have which do I have a larger quantity of at this point.
And would a smaller farm be more challenged to absorb the ups and downs of these market prices?
It's very dependent on the production practices. So if you are with beef, we have large different within the segments. So if I'm a very small cow-calf producer and I only have a couple of head of cattle, I'm probably going to be selling those via private treaty or something else, some other mechanism rather than just taking them to a larger area. If I'm selling them at an auction just as a single head, then I'm going to be probably more hurt by these declining prices because I'll feel that a little bit more. On the other hand, if I'm a cattle feeder, and depending on how it is, if I'm a very small producer, I might be selling directly all of those head of cattle to my own consumers, in which case then I have a greater potential to be able to keep that beef price at the same level than somebody who's, say, for example, selling them to a packer, and they're going to have to negotiate with the packer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I understand weather plays a role in what we pay for a burger or a steak at the grocery store. How have weather events or the conditions affected the market in recent years?
Weather does play a role. In fact, you know, where we see weather playing a role into it is a lot of where when we start seeing the cattle herd inventory increase. You know, if you go back several years, you know, we've started trying to build the herd inventory, the cattle herd inventory, in about 2011. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen because we had drought in the southern parts of the United States, and then 2012 we had a large spread drought, so we didn't build. And that's why I say it didn't actually start in taking until about 2014. Now, the thing is, if we see large amounts of drought or anything like that, you'll see those animals be culled at a faster rate. But without that, right now, we have pasture availability for a lot of these beef cows. And so we'll keep building that herd, which will keep those prices lower.
How do producers get a sense of the demand from the consumer side of the market at any given time, or do our demands for beef stay pretty constant, predictable?
No, the demand for beef does go up and down. It's how do they get a demand feel for it is a lot to do with when they are talking to the packers that they are, if they're selling those finished animals, when they're talking to the packers. And when they're negotiating with those packers. So the packers are basically the ones who are going to be buying those finished animals and then taking it and putting it, making it into meat. They're the ones then who negotiate and buy those finished animals, and they're the ones who turn around and sell the meat. So if there's a large demand, those packers will, if there's too much of a supply, they might run extra hours. And so that would be beneficial for the finished cattle producer. Or if there's not, then they might reduce their hours, and then that's going to reduce it. So that's kind of where those cattle feeders are going to initially get their idea of what is the demand for beef.
Okay. And what might this mean for beef exports from the U.S.?
Well, what we've seen with beef exports is when we look at it, we actually were down in value a little bit in quantity a little bit in 2015. A lot of that had to do with the high prices of beef. Beef for the United States, coming from the United States, is corn-fed beef primarily, and we export high-quality beef. And so that then demands a high price. And when the prices were already high in the United States, and then we have a value of the dollar that's high, that made those international prices very, very high. And so we saw a little bit of a dip. Given the fact that we've declined our prices a little bit, our prices have come down a little bit, we've seen some improvement in those beef exports. So we saw improvement in 2016. We'll probably see slightly about a 1% more in beef exports for 2017. But some of that has to do with, one, we have availability of beef because we're producing more, and so we can export it. And then, two, because the prices come down a little bit, and so that makes it more desirable as well.
And finally, here in the U.S., are there any indications about where beef prices will be going for the rest of this year?
Well, if you're looking at the beef prices, they're probably going to continue to come down a little bit. So retail prices, wholesale prices, just because we have the availability of beef production that we're here, we're going to see that increase in beef production. So they'll probably come down a little bit still. They won't probably come down as much as, say, for example, your pork prices or your poultry prices, simply because pork and poultry, the increases in those amounts of production is up even more than what we're seeing in beef.
Brenda, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Brenda Botel. She's professor and chair of the Agricultural Economics Department at UW River Falls, talking about what's behind low prices for beef at the grocery store.
Coming up after the news, WPR's Associate Director Mike Arnold joins us to share news about programming and to answer your questions. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.